Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
So today I want to talk to you about, there was a couple of things that came to my mind. One was around scaling your business, how to scale your business online. And I think that probably one of the number one things that people run into is that you either have to have, you know, a large quantity of people in your program that you're funneling through that are purchasing at different levels in your business, or you have to have really high ticket items that only a few purchase. And so one of the ways that I have been able to really create better streams of income for myself has really been to create a profit ladder. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I'll have my core main programs that I offer, and then I splinter off from that other types of, you know, other pieces from it. So maybe somebody isn't necessarily ready for my full-on coaching program, but they are ready to, you know, try to do some Facebook ads on their own. And so I'll provide them with, you know, some copy on how to do that and that sort of thing. Or maybe they are not ready for coaching, but they would like to know how to start a Shopify store, how to set it up in a weekend, and all the, you know, settings and how to optimize it and all that. So then I sell a little booklet that you can get that basically tells you how to do that in the weekend. So there's different ways that you can kind of create a profit ladder. So then I would say there's the mid. You start out with pieces, and then you can go up and create like maybe mini courses or little workshops and that sort of thing. And then you can go up and create other types of like your core offer. And now when it comes to products, it's a little bit different because obviously you're not going to splinter off something from a core product, but you can offer value around products. Like if you were to sell baking supplies, you could be giving away recipes. If you write a recipe book and make money off of that. So you have to get creative with your profit ladder and really start to ask yourself the way that you can make the profits as you go. So it's not that you're just selling one thing. You're not just selling, you know, your services or a physical product or whatever it is. You want to create a profit ladder. So that's one. And then the other thing that came to mind today, aside from creating the profit ladder, which, you know, the more pieces of that you get into place for people to, you know, go up to, the more profitable you're going to be. But I also want to talk a little bit about why I'm doing these live videos and how you can benefit from kind of doing something like I'm doing. So I grew my YouTube channel. It's like a little, almost 14,000 people right now. And I did that by creating these videos with just giving tons of free information away, super valuable information away, and didn't hold anything back. And if people said that they wanted to learn how to import some stuff from China, I taught them how to import from China. They wanted to start a private label, I taught them how to start a private label, right? So I did all of this stuff for free. And what happens over time is that with the SEO and everything, and as if your channel takes off and all this kind of stuff, people find all of that content and it starts to snowball, where you might have one person that just watches one video, but then in a couple of months, if you do a lot of content, that is just multiplied, right? And so one of the reasons why I decided to come on here and do this live is, one, I want to see the things that you guys are interested in. And so if you're on your Facebook, you could do the same thing. Bring massive value. See what people like the most of over a course of 30 days. And they get used to you doing that. And then you can pay to promote those pieces of content. And you can also get people more interested in what you're doing. And I always try to offer something free. I have a lot of, free downloads and stuff, marketing plans. I've got, you know, just a ton of stuff that I try to offer you guys for free. And again, if any of this, you know, resonates with you, and if you ever need help, I do 1 hour free coaching for people. And I also, you know, if you don't want, after 1 hour free coaching, you're like, this, I don't want to pay for more. You don't have to. I just try to offer that up because I am a coach. So aside from that, you can do the same thing. You basically just create a lot of content. You don't want to talk about yourself. You don't want it to be about, you know, you and your boyfriend or how cool your life is and all this kind of stuff. You just want to provide value and give information and help people to, you know, create wins in their life. And then test to see organically what is going to be the most popular and make sure that you offer people stuff, you know, give them free lead magnets like I'm giving you guys. Let them know what you do, you know, if it's a product that you sell or if you do coaching like me, let them know. And I think that just over time, you know, people will just, because you're giving more value, that produces more in your business. So I'm also taking a lot of these audios and I'm putting them onto my podcast, if it makes sense, and on YouTube. So it just, then you have these assets that you can just repurpose over and over and over again in any way that you desire. So that's a part of the reason why I started to do these Facebook Lives. So in summary today, scale your business by creating a profit ladder. If you have one core product or one core offering or whatever it is, make sure that you have little pieces of that or smaller packages of that that people, A, can kind of try out and see if they like. So they, I think it kind of helps you get rid of buyer's remorse, right? Because ever think about like, you really are interested in somebody's program, but you're like, well, I really want to buy it. It's really expensive. I don't know if it's going to be worth it because you really haven't got a chance to taste what their product actually is and how good they really are. So you really want to know. And sometimes the copy will tell you if it's good or not, right? But sometimes it doesn't. So the one way you can really help people decide that they want to go with you, because chances are if people are looking for help, they're looking at everybody that's offering the same things, right? But they want the one that's going to help them. So you can really help people make that decision by giving them pieces for free and just breaking that down, whether it's free downloads and then like smaller pieces of your program that maybe, you know, is in a book format. Maybe it's a mini course. It's just a video and some workbooks, just giving people wins, right? And the more that you can create this profit ladder and, you know, weave workshops in there, weave whatever you can think of. If it's a physical product, again, think of value around the product, why people use the product. When you build things around it like that, then it's far easier to scale. Because instead of saying, oh, I need 1,000 people to buy this product and, you know, panicking, if you have 100 people that follow you, that love what you do and you know that you bring results and you've brought them results, and you have 100 products, then you have to sell less. And it's just about bringing value to those people. So I encourage you this week to think about the things that you can break down and create sort of a profit ladder. And how can you take your core product, whatever that is, and offer up bite-sized pieces of it. And again, it's a little bit trickier for a physical product, but you can certainly do it. You know, there's samples. There's, you know, try it out. Amazon does this with clothing. Try it out. If you don't like it, then send it back. You know, there's a lot of different variety of ways we can do this. So comment down below. Let me know what your business is and what you're selling, and I can get into a little bit more strategy, if you will. So guys, thanks so much, and we'll see you tomorrow. Again, if you're ever interested in coaching, go to my website under coaching programs, enter your name, and I'll send you an email asking you questions about your business so I can get an idea where you're at. If I think that I can help you, we will set up a meeting for 1 hour free coaching. If you want to, you know, hire me after that, that's fine. If you don't, you don't have to. So I just want to offer that up, and we'll see you tomorrow.